Right now, though, we are going to talk to Pam Reynolds, and she is the author of The Princess and the Queen. And this is not a children's book. This is a book for adults. So welcome to the show, Pam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you came to me and told me about this book, and, you know, it's so funny, it just happens to be National Husband Appreciation Day. So how cool is that? Because, of course, when someone becomes a husband, usually that means that there is a mother and a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law that can come into play. So tell us a little bit of why you put this book together and the significance of it and how it can help us.
Okay, no, the why is definitely a very good question. The reason why was because when I went searching to find out some information on this relationship, I couldn't find anything. There are books for brides and mothers of the bride and bridal parties, but you cannot get anything on this subject. It's kind of like a hands-off subject that people are really afraid to approach or look at, and they almost pretend that there's nothing there when we do have that elephant in the room quite a bit. So I thought, you know, when we're planning for weddings, we look for the flowers and the place to the banquet hall, getting our hair done, but we don't think about the relationship between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. And it's really worth a serious look because although it can be funny, it's the jokes, there's really a lot more to the relationship. So you want to start off on a good step with the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And I mean, it can mean harmony for the rest of your life, or it can mean discourse if you start off, you know, doing the wrong things, even unconsciously.
Do you think that sometimes, you know, there's kind of two different situations when that son, it's like the mother's son, and all of a sudden this other woman comes in and she's starting to take care of what she used to take care of. And then in other ways, I mean, sometimes it's the other way around too, because of that, you know, son doesn't like the mother-in-law. It can be difficult in both arenas there. Did you have a daughter-in-law and you found that you were having, it was difficult and you've wanted to find a way to make it easier?
Well, actually, I began the book as a daughter-in-law, and I finished the book as mother-in-law.
Wow.
I spent over 20 years of research, and most of the problems are the same. And I can honestly tell you, after surveys, discussions, there's a lot of stories, real stories in the book about different happenings from the mother-in-law-daughter-in-law relationship. And it's double-sided, so it's pretty fair to both sides because I've experienced both areas and talked to mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. But yes, the son, actually, he's caught in the middle. I always call him the man in the middle, and I have the little rope between the mother-in-law, his mother, and the, you know, daughter-in-law, because it's a tug of war. And there is a little bit of jealousy. The mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law both become the other woman for the man, and it is difficult. And the son can sometimes feel those flames. Whether he means to or not, maybe he just likes to get what he wants. So if mom's on his side or his wife, that's who he goes with. I'm not sure. But by the time everybody realizes that there should be more understanding and more knowledge about the relationship, it's kind of too late, and we have a lot of problems. And I do have three daughters-in-law and one son-in-law.
You know, I keep thinking, this is Gordon, how you doing? I keep thinking, I'm the he said part of the show. So I'm going to give you my he said part about this relationship thing. You know, I keep coming back to mind about Everybody Loves Raymond, because that's almost a perfect scenario, because his mother was very jealous of Deborah, and Deborah could never cook right,
so,
or Deborah couldn't do this right. And he was always stuck in the middle, and he was trying to put out the fire on both sides, and always, you know, trying to, you know, make his mom happy, make Deborah, what I do, you know, and he's trying to make everybody happy. So that's maybe you need to write, your next book should be how to handle both sides of the relationship as a man when you're stuck stuck in the middle between between the mom, the mother-in-law, and the daughter-in-law, or you know that, I like this, and like you said, it's two books in one, and it's
right.
Getting the perspective on both sides, so that's really cool.
Do you think it happens right. more in younger marriages, the problems with the, you know, mother-in-law or daughter-in-law type scenario, than when, you know, you're older or later in life, or do you think it happens all the way through?
I think it happens all the way through. From the women that I've interviewed, I would say that the daughter-in-law needs to have a good sense of self. She needs to be self-assured, be confident, and know that her place is number one. No matter if the, you know, her husband once in a while agrees with his mother. I mean, we all agree with each other and different people at different times. But in that relationship, it always seems more like a tug of war. Well, you agreed with her instead of me. And that's where it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But I always say, you know what? The mother gave the son the roots. If you cut the plants, the roots of a plant, it dies. The daughter-in-law gives him the wings to take off, to experience new things, to possibly bring grandchildren into the situation. And, of course, that's another story where, you know, the mothers-in-law can lose touch with grandchildren with the disagreement. So there's so much that can be lost in this relationship, and yet there's so much good that can come with this relationship. You would think we would have more, you know, things written out there about it. And like I say, there's very little. It's a touchy subject.
Well, thank goodness for you, Pam Reynolds. So how can we find your book?
It's on Amazon, and it's The Princess and the Queen.
Perfect. Well, we thank you so much for sharing this. And if anyone is thinking about getting married,
it's a great,
and you are going to be a daughter-in-law.
It's a great wedding or shower gift.
Yep. Or
it really would be. Honestly, it would definitely help. It would explain a lot of the hidden secrets and, you know, that we don't think about.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us today. And we'll check out your book, The Princess and the Queen. And again, you can get that on Amazon by author Pamela Reynolds. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you so much, both of you, for having me. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there
Bye.
You go. So we should have, we need to pick up a few of those copies. We're going to have to give one to Casey. Casey really needs it.
Wow. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm leaving it.
What?
I'm not going. I'm nothing. Go. I'm leaving it. I stay out of that. Smart man.
You're going to have to get one of those. Grover, you need a longer cord. You just about pulled your headphones right off your head when you leaned back there to take a little rest.